Okay, letter Yud Ches. So Rusha writes, Kol Eis Machalaskem, Hayisem B'machshavti. So throughout this entire period of your sickness, you have been on my mind, Im HaTikva, with the hope, Ki Hashem Yisbarach Yishlach Refuah Shleima V'yamar Liminchem, that Hashem should send you Refuah Shleima, and He should stand by your side. So Rusha is saying, I've been thinking about you during this very difficult time of illness. Ani Reitze L'makish Meitchem, I'm asking of you, shetisgaru b'emuna aza, that you should strengthen yourself with tremendous emuna. Ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu Rofei Chulin, that Hashem is the one who heals, and yitan lachem es habrias hashleima, that He should give you your healing, your complete healing. Of course, it's important that a person goes to doctors and all types of people who can help heal, but the refuah can only come from Ha-Kadosh Baruch Hu, and it's so important through the process of whatever struggle it is, to remember that the Yeshua, whatever form it comes only from Him. And that emunah is critical through the entire process. Yeshman Sha'ish Maeser Satsma Kula de Barai. So which explains, very interesting, which you haven't seen till now. A person goes through different periods. He says there are times that a person is able to, what he calls, give himself over completely to Hashem. Vazyachal Adabri Mai Melakavni Amak Libai. And he's able to speak with Hashem from the depths of his heart, like we would call his vodidus, speaking things out with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not in a way of tefillah, like the Siddur, Shachas Mincha Ma'ariv, but in our own words, as it comes from us. Kachu medaber, kamosh medaber ishim chaver v'ididav, like speaking to a friend, somebody close, a confidant, such words with Hashem Yisbarach, and a person can do that at any place, at any time, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu fills every space. So there's never a time and place that a person can't speak with the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way. And he calls that Yesh Zman. And this is something which is accessible to us at all times. And then Rav Moshe takes it one step further and he says, V'yesh Zman, and there are other times, She'ad Margash Zman Miyuchad, that a person feels that it's especially a time that he writes, V'yachalaz ha'ish l'galas ha'satzmai, that a person can, what he calls, reveal himself. V'lemar kol ha'shabalvava, to speak his entire heart, to speak his entire heart out. V'oiz his man in yachal, v'ein oreitz l'has ha'sham davar, and at that time, this man b'yuchad, he doesn't want to conceal anything, he doesn't want to hold anything back. He wants to let it pour out. And he feels that he's standing with Hashem, he's before Hashem in a way that there's nothing in between them. At these moments, he feels a tremendous compassion of Hashem. And that's how we should feel, and how we know that it's real, when we feel as if we're in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that the Hester upon him is not a Hester. It's a feeling of being margash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's overwhelming rachamim. She'atzilei v'shmei mikol ha'ketrugim. That Hashem Yisbarach will save us and to protect us from all harm. V'lokeach oisei tachas chasusei. And He's taking us under His wings, under His shelter. Matzanu zayis v'ra'inu zayis el segidleleinu. We found this and we saw this by our gedolim. In every generation, but Befrat, he says, going back to the times of the Nevi'im, it's a Chizkiyahu HaMelech b'chol yoy. When Chizkiyahu HaMelech was sick, and of course he's making the connection between the person who he's sending the letter to, who's complaining of sickness, and Chizkiyahu HaMelech in his sickness. Kasher HaNavi Yeshaya Yashoy L'gamrei, when Yeshaya HaNavi came, and he gave him the faithful news that he was going to die, Kasev Sefer, the Navi writes, Vayasev Panav El Akir, that Chizkiyahu, he turned his face towards the wall. Now why does the Torah have to, the Navi have to tell us that? So Chazal Darshan, Ami Malka Chachamim Zal. So the Chachamim speak out, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Lo Ratzal Lishmoes HaNavi, V'amar Lai, Gmor Nevoes Chavetzeh. Chizkiyahu told the Navi, and he says, take your Nevoah and leave. And what happened next? And then he began to daven to Hashem, for which the Gemara darshins mikirois liboy, that the kir, that the word for wall in this pasuk is kir, which is a very unusual word. It's usually called a koisel, something along those lines, but here it's called a kir. And Chazal darshin mikirois liboy, from which means from the depths, from his innards, from deep places within his heart. Hainu shebitel es atzboy, it was a bitel of himself. He didn't find within himself anything of his own, rather HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Salo b'ma'amakov v'herim esakal l'ma'ala Hashem Yisbarach. He was digging within himself, uncovering, and he took everything and lifted it up to Hashem. Davak b'baru b'chei chayim, he attached himself to Hashem, the root of our life. And he was zeichet to many good long years. So in that moment of desperation, of even when if the Navi came with a Navuya, the Gadol Ador, and he gave him a death sentence, he said, Kali Nevuasech Avetzei, he says, take your Navuya and go. And through that moment of connection, and again, it wasn't Shachas Min Chamarev, it was that moment of going deep within himself, that avodah of connecting with Hashem Yisbarach, he was able to find his way out. And Rav Usha says, Maisa Avosem Labanim, and this is all recorded for us, the children of these tzaddikim, Zemalami L'chol Adam B'chol Zman, and is teaching each and every one of us at all times, Uvavadeh Gam B'shvilchem, and certainly for you and your illness, Aleichem L'kabel Zois, to accept upon yourself this teaching, l'sgaber v'lakachas asmichim v'adayim, to overcome and to take your life into your own hands. Tisku oz liros esakana shalachem, to realize the danger which you're in, you'll be zeichet to see the danger which you're in. U'b'makom zeh tekabu emuna bitachon v'simcha v'b'chinas yismach tzadik v'Hashem. That you're going to find simcha and Hashem Yisbarach through the emuna, bitachon, and the simcha. Many times we deflect issues and we don't realize the severity of them because we're afraid. But when we do that, we're ignoring the Yeshua, because the gravity of the situation is supposed to bring us and steer us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But so when we don't realize the gravity of the situation, then we don't turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so Mamela, we lose out. So Mamela Rav Usha is saying is that, first of all, know that there's hope, and learn the lesson of Yishai and Chizkio, and realize what's going on in your life, and to take it seriously. And when you take it seriously, you'll make a serious move forward to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Vayasev Panav El Akir, and to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way of emuna and bitachon, and in simcha, knowing that we as Yidden, we have Hashem as our chelik, and He's the Rofei Chol Basar, and we have the relationship, and it's a matter of putting the emunah bitachon into practice. Continue. Zeh shetizkabu ba'atzmachem. It says this strength, which you need for yourself. Af eched lo yuchal lasis lachem. Nobody could give that to you. And of course, they're saying I can't give that to you. I can only be mechazik you. So yachal lavo mechach lavo miatzchan levad. You're the only one. It's mechach. It has to be this way. It has to come from you. Which is why in the previous paragraph he was saying, realize what you're going through. Take your life into your own hands. Hazulas yachal azul lechamak betvila. Somebody else can help you with davening. Shetuchle lahachzik mamir b'gam hakashem shalachem. That you should have the strength to be able to stand strong through this difficult time. Anukam betvila shem yisbarach yazal lechem b'shoach fushim yamim amen. And therefore, my part I'm going to do, and that is to daven for you, that you're going to have your refuah shlema. Ani tikva, and I hope, ki Hashem yiten lechem esak koyach, shetuchlu shuv dekanes al hamitzchar. Apparently, this person, because of his illness, wasn't able to hold a job. So Rav Usha says, I'm davening as well, and I hope that you'll be able to get back out there. And Kadosh Baruch Hu yishlach bracha v'atzlacha, and you'll be matzliach in your business. Ha'ikr al tefachadu. But the main thing is not to be afraid. Tihi reguim, be calm. V'loya tzuvim, and not sad. He's azu b'simcha. Strengthen yourself in simcha. This will give you a yishuv hadas, and a steady train of thought. Ladas malasis bizman akasha, to know what to do during this difficult time. And as you go through this challenge and you persevere, you'll be able to help others who will also go through difficult challenges which you'll know about. So therefore, it's not a yeshua for yourself, it'll be a yeshua for others as well through you. Lachain, therefore, avakeshem, I beg of you, shetisgaru, that you be strong. V'zayazor lachem b'chol hachazizos. And that will help throughout all challenges. Ani shaleach lachem b'rachas imliyat tefillah v'sikva. I send you my bracha, my complete bracha, my tefillah, my hope. And he's included with the bracha as always. Shashem yisbarach yishlachem refuah shleimo, refuah sanefesh, refuah sagof, imheirat yidam min hashamayim. You should be zeichet to a complete refuah, benefesh, begof, very speedily from Hashem. Tisku laharbe nachas va'oyisher, tiubrim im kol ha'mishpacha, amen, berikshe kavod rav, v'berchas refuah shleimo.